Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Former President Jimmy Carter is weighing in on the House impeachment inquiry. GPB's Robert Jemison reports.
It wasn't long ago that former President Carter said impeachment would be a bad move for Democrats. But in an interview on MSNBC, the 95-year-old now says he is glad that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are moving forward with an investigation into President Trump's dealings with foreign leaders.
If facts reveal increasing number of things that he has actually done, then, of course, impeachment is possible.
Carter says the Trump administration decision to prevent a top diplomat from speaking with lawmakers as part of the investigation is a departure from what the American people expect. He also has advice for the current president, telling him to, quote, tell the truth and to cut back on his use of Twitter. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
The Supreme Court will decide if it's legal to fire someone for being gay or transgender when it rules on three high-profile LGBTQ rights cases this term. As GPB's Ross Durrell reports, the court heard oral arguments yesterday in a landmark case involving a Georgia man.
Bostic versus Clayton County, along with two other cases the Supreme Court will eventually rule on, will decide whether lesbian, gay, and transgender people are protected under the federal discrimination law. Gerald Bostic claims he was fired from his job after his employer found out he was gay. Sean Young with the ACLU of Georgia says this case is pretty simple.
People shouldn't be fired based on who they love. And I think Georgians of all political stripes recognize that all people should be treated with humanity and decency.
Young says if the ruling goes against Bostic, it'll be up to the state to pass protections for LGBT employees. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Atlanta Braves will face the St. Louis Cardinals in a decisive Game 5 showdown in the National League Division Series later today. The game gets underway at SunTrust Park just after 5. The winner will go on to face either the LA Dodgers or the Washington Nationals in the next round of the playoffs. The Braves will be looking to win their first playoff series since 2001. More than 42,000 fans are expected for today's game, with the team also selling standing room only tickets.